Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Won Lim. In local news, the USDA Forest Products Lab in Madison aims to reduce rock salt usage. Caleb Beeson has the story.
The USDA Forest Products Lab in Madison creates a salt brine to reduce the use of rock salt during the winter. Kevin Kramer, the snow crew lead at the lab, attended a seminar hosted by Wisconsin Saltwise, where an apartment manager mixed water softening salt into a liquid brine. Liquid brine is able to immediately prevent snow and ice from sticking to surfaces. Rock salt relies on mixing with precipitation to create the brine, requiring more salt and costing more money. The lab aims to use this brining method on a much larger scale to create safe surfaces while contributing less to the salinization of local ground and surface waters. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Caleb Beeson.
Thanks, Caleb. In state news, a fourth death has been reported at Wappan Prison in 8 months. Oliver Gerhartz has the story.
Tuesday, it was announced by a Department of Corrections spokesperson that another inmate has died at Wappan Correctional Institution in Dodge County. The death is currently being investigated by the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and the County Medical Examiner. No further information on the death is currently available. Donald Meyer is the fourth inmate to die at Wappan since the institution instituted lockdown conditions last March. In that time, multiple lawsuits have been filed against the institution, one by inmates saying that the lockdown conditions amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, and another by the daughter of an inmate who committed suicide, alleging that Wappan officials failed to provide her father adequate mental health care. The initial lockdown, which was in part caused due to an understaffing issue, has been alleviated by a pay raise to the profession of prison guards signed into law by the governor of Wisconsin. Because of the improving conditions, the lockdown has been eased since November, and this death is the first since that easing of restrictions, before which prisoners have been dying at a much higher rate. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. In national news, today is Super Tuesday. Caleb Beeson shares what that means for elections in November.
Today is Super Tuesday, when 16 U.S. states and one territory hold primaries for the 2024 general election. Candidates for president include Donald Trump and Nikki Haley on the Republican side, and Joe Biden as a substantial frontrunner on the Democratic side. 854 delegates are up for grabs tonight for Republicans. Donald Trump has accrued 273 of 1,215 delegates needed for the Republican nomination, while Nikki Haley has accrued 43 delegates. 1,420 delegates are up for grabs tonight for Democrats. Joe Biden, facing no substantial opponent, has accrued 232 of 1,968 delegates, while a number of voters are voting uncommitted or for no candidate in the Democratic primary, accruing 2 delegates. Primary voters are also voting for Congress and governor of some respective states tonight. Wisconsin primaries will occur on April 2nd. Thank you to the Associated Press and CBS News for this story. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Caleb Beeson.
Thanks, Caleb. Now onto the weather, we have an update. Today is a high of 46 and mostly sunny. Tomorrow, it'll be 52 and partly sunny. Thursday, it'll be 53 during the day, but grab your umbrellas if you're planning on going out because there's a 30% chance of rain. Friday will be 45 with an 80% chance of rain, and that's your weather for this week.